Jeffrey, you are originally Cape Bretoner, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Here's the traditional wisdom in Nova Scotia. In the last decade or so, Liberals get elected on Cape Breton Island and a few other little pockets elsewhere. Rural Nova Scotia, the Progressive Conservative Party of Nova Scotia, they're still the Progressive Conservatives, win in rural Nova Scotia, and the NDP own Metro. Is that what's happening now?
Well, that's what's happening now. And, of course, I think you'll see Daryl Dexter spending a lot of time in rural Nova Scotia, Rodney McDonald spending some more time in HRM, and Stephen McNeil has to find a way to be in both. He's going to have to be better than both and be more energetic. But you captured the dynamic well. We've got a rural-urban split here. And in Nova Scotia, rural seats tend to outnumber urban seats. So That has always impacted the dynamic a bit, and I think here you're going to see the same thing.
How do you read the success of the NDP provincially in Metro? You go around the stronghold here. You know, there are German cars and Swedish cars and people who are living in the West End who are in houses which they might have bought at one time for $65,000 that are now worth $300,000. The demographics don't seem to match up with the traditional Labour support of an NDP party.
Organization. The party is very, very well organized in the HRM. Plus, it's had a series of good years. I think Alexa McDonough laid a strong foundation for the NDP in the HRM. They recruited well. And the people that they've recruited, they've won their seats over and over again. You know, you have to attribute that, I think, to some extent, to really good organization.
Good constituency work.
Oh, yes, and I think as well that somehow the Conservatives kind of lost their footing in the HRM, and they haven't, you know, they just haven't regained it. And then I think with the Liberals, I think they might have changed things a little bit, improved their standings if Danny Graham had continued on as the leader, but that didn't happen, and they kind of went into a little, you know,
they had bad innings the last provincial
point.
Election,
yes.
Out for sure.
Yeah.
What are they saying on the Cape? What are your friends and family saying about one of their own who's currently running the province? I mean, has he been able to make a significant impact, you know, outside of his own backyard?
Well, Cape Breton is a unique place. Being from there, I can say that with some, and there are essentially three islands connected by bridges, and you see a division between eastern and western Cape Breton, and I think on the west side of the island, the Conservatives are doing a little bit better than normally would have with Rodney McDonald. On the eastern side, I think NDP Liberal, that's the dominant cast, I think, and I don't see that changing much unless these campaigns at the leadership level become really dynamic and momentum starts to build. I think we'll see the results replicated that we see there now.
Good to see you both. Thank you very much. Good to see you, Jennifer. Jeffrey,
thank you.
Nice to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.